around the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We had before a karfeif that was shukaf ladira, and then you planted it with vegetables, so it's mavatal ladira. Planting it with trees is not mavatal ladira. What about water? It gets filled up with water. Shavar abon lamemar kizroim dami va'asa. People don't live in water, so therefore it's just like vegetables, and it's mavatal ladira, and you can't carry there more than dalet amos. Amar lahu rav abba achba the rava berei the rav misharsha. Hachi amrin mishmei the rava. The rava said differently. Mayim kinetayim dami. Mayim is like trees. It's not mavatal ladira because people can do things in the water. Vishari. Amar amei mar v'hu dechazin l'tashmishta. That's only if it's fit for use, the water. Avalo chazin l'tashmishta lo. If they're not fit for use, then it's also. Rashi learns the chazin l'tashmishta. Is there any other Rashi here? No. The chazin l'tashmishta, the shtia. It has to be drinkable water. The ein l'cha dira me'ula mizu. Having water that you can go and drink, that's the ultimate dira. And the Rashba holds that another Rishonim that even if it's not roi l'shtia, but it's clear water you can use for washing clothes or you can use for swimming in or whatever, is also called roi l'tashmishta. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens like that. You can be mako that water, a karfeif that has water in it, or any body of water, is not considered a karfeif if it's usable for any use, even if it's not drinkable. Amar Rav Ashi, udechazin l'tashmishta nami lo amran, ela she'ein ba'omko yosin be'sasayim. Even when, what's it called, that it's usable, that's only where the omek, it doesn't extend over a be'sasayim. Avon yesh ba'omko yosin be'sasayim osir. That's what Rav Ashi said. V'lav milsehi. That's not true. Neither the havi akari the peri. Just like if you have a storehouse of a chafira, an excavation where you store peiros, even though it's very deep, and it's more than a beis asayim, that's still called mukaf ladira. Rashi, she'ein ba'omko yosra beis asayim, kolomer, she'ein omko shalmayim nifshad barochav yosra beis asayim. If the water, the depth of the water doesn't extend more than an area based on Sayyim. That means that there's 10 tfachim of water over an area based on Sayyim, then it's taka asif. But if the water isn't 10 tfachim deep over an area based on Sayyim, even though there's water over the whole area, then that's when it's okay. K'damrim esech ha-shabes, dimhoi rakak mayim, kamarakak mayim, pachas miyotvachim. Right? More than 10 tvachim already makes it a separate place, and it's not considered the ground, and therefore it's mavatal adira. That's what Rav Ashi holds. And the Gemara says, no, it's not true. There's the fact that it's deep, 10 tvachim, over an area based on Sayyim is not mavatal adira. Since the water itself is not mavatal adira, the fact that it's 10 tvachim deep also is not mavatal adira, just like karya de peri. Kri shal peros, kavo asara, varochav kirochav beiskur. You have a gigantic bin that's more than a beis hasayim in area and 10 tefachim deep, full of fruit. It's not mevatel the beis dira, lo batla toris dira mishon. Umayim haruim l'shtia, and water that's fit for drinking, or like the other Rishonim, fit for some use, kaperos dami. They're just like no worse than peros. Just like you eat the peros, it's a dira, you can drink the water, or use the water. Loshen Acher, midi da havia carried the peri, shocha amuka shematzni and sham peros, shafopi shamukim sham harbe notlem em Shabbos. The first pshat is it's a bin that's 10 tvachim off the ground. The second pshat is it's an excavation that's 10 tvachim deep in the ground. Whatever it is, that's not mevatel adira, and therefore what Rav Ashi said is not lahalacha, and it's kosher even if it's more than a beis asayim, and the water is 10 tvachim deep, it makes no difference. As long as the water is usable. Okay, next case. We need the picture here. Hahi Rechava, the Havya Befum Nara, there was a backyard, Rechava. Okay, picture 142. So here's the Rechava, and what's it called? Rashi learns, we'll get to see in a second. Yosher Beisayim Havilei Lohuk for the Dira. Okay? There was, what's it called, a Rechava that was more than Beis Asayim, and it wasn't Hukah Fladira. There were houses opened into it, but they, what's it called, they weren't, there was no door. Look, you'll see there's no door from the backyard, into this backyard from the houses. The houses border it, but they don't open into it. If they had opened into it, it'd be Hukah Fladira. But there's no doorway, there's just windows there, but there's no doorway from the four houses into the Rechava. So it's not Hukah Fladira. So the Rechava on one side was opened into a Mavui. Ahi Rechava Davi Pumnara, that's the name of the place. Dechad Gisa Havi Pasiach Lamasa. One side of it, the top side, was opened into a Mavui. Okay? Here's the houses with the Chatseros, and the Chatseros opened into a Mavui. So one side was opened into a Mavui. The other side was opened into a shvil, a pathway that was bordered by vineyards on both sides. The shvil shal kramim havi salik leguda denara, and the pathway of the kramim ended in a bank of a river. Okay, so it's for the other side of the pathway that's bordered by the Kramim. That is what's it called, that has a river here. So the Shiloh is like this. Omer Abaye, Hechi Navid La'avid Le'Mechitza, Hechi Navid. And he wanted to make the Rechava now, what's it called, Mutter to carry, what's it called, make it Hukah Fladira. So you could just knock down some of the walls and put it back up. But the walls were made out of stone, some Rishonim say, and they couldn't, what's it called, put it back up. They didn't want to make smaller mechitzas, whatever. There was no other way of fixing up the Rechava except one of these ways that the Gemara is going to mention. Okay, they wanted now to make the Rechava Hukah Fladira. So how what would they do? Anything short of knocking down the walls here, Ten Amos, and putting them back up, they wanted some other way to make it Hukah Fladira. So what should you do? Navid le'avid le'mechitza aguda nahara, right? Put out a mechitza on the what's it called on the end of the shvil, and by the bank of the river. What's that going to help? Because now you're extending the rechava, right? And this was open more than 10 amas, the shvil. Otherwise, it's not. So you're going to put up a mechitza. What's it called? Across the shvil, and it's like you're extending the rechava. The rechava now is going to be a little bit extended into the shvil till the end, and you put up a new mechitza, and that mechitza is now what's it called hukah fladira. So you've added a mechitza to the rechava that's hukah fladira. So if you put that mechitza by the bank of the river, it's not going to help. Why? Ain't also mechitza. I got mechitza. There is already a mechitza there. 10 tefachim deep, which is considered gudachis, that goes all the way up. So the river was 10 tefachim deep at least, so the bank of the river forms a mechitza of 10 tefachim. So putting another mechitza on top of that doesn't help, right? The mechitza was already there. So just adding height to a mechitza doesn't make something mukafadira. That mechitza was already there. The Levit Leitzuras HaPesach Apuma Deshvil Shokrami. Right? Next picture, here, picture 144. Put a Tzuras HaPesach by the end of the Shvil Shokrami, which will separate the Shvil Shokrami from the Rechava, and put a Mechitza over there, what's it called, that's 10 Amos wide, for the Rechava. So now you put up a new Mechitza on the Rechava, which will, what's it called, make it Hukah Fladira. Won't help. Why? Because Asu Gamle Shadyanle. Because the camels used to come through that shvil, and they'll knock down the Tzuras HaPesach. Right? They're higher than the Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is not high enough for the camels. And since it's going to be knocked down, it's like it's not there. Right? It's not going to be Meskai. Ella Om Rabbaya Levid Lechi Apischa de Shvil Shokromin. Put a lechi on the Shvil Shokramim here, picture 145. And now the camel, since the lechi is very small, the camels will not knock it down. Right? It's not, there's no crossbar. So the height of the camels will make a difference, and it's very thin. And next to the wall, the camels will go through and they won't knock it down. Right? The Mahanyel, oh, one second. The Lechi Apisa the Shvil Shokramim. The Migo the Mahanyel Shvil Shokramim, Mahani Nami Lerechava. Right? Since it helps for the Shvil Shokramim to make that now a place like a Mavui that you can carry into. And that's why it has to be there's houses opened into that Shvil Shokramim. Otherwise, why is it like a Mavui? A Mavui has to have houses opened into it. So here there are houses, like we showed, houses open into it. There's a Shvil Shokramim. And what's it called? And the lechi helps to make the Shvil Shokramim a Mavui that you can carry it. Because it has one side a lechi that opens into the Rechava, and the other side is what's it called? A Mechitza. Closed off because of the Nahar. So the lechi helps for the Shvil Shokramim. And it'll help for the Rechava too. Amrle Rava, so Rava said to Abaya, no, Yomru lechi moil is Shvil Shokramim di Alma. I might think a lechi helps for a regular Shvil Shokramim where there are no houses open into it, and it's not a mavui, and you can't be matur with a lechi except a mavui, a bona fide mavui. But what's it called? But a lechi won't help for a Shvil Shokramim that's not a bona fide mavui, and people aren't going to know that this Shvil Shokramim is different because it has criteria of a mavui. Elam Arava Avdinin Le Lechi Le Pischa the Masa. You put a lechi at the opening of the mavui, the other side. Okay, that's over here, 146. Between the Rechava and the mavui, you put up a lechi, and a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side, right? Because this mavui is open on two sides. It's mefulish. It opens into the Rechava on this side and into the Rishus HaRabim on the other side. So you put up a Tzuras HaPesach by the Rishus HaRabim, and a lechi on the other side, and that's fine. Since the lechi helps for the mavui, it'll help for the rechava to make it consider hukaf ladira. That new mechitza between the mavui and the rechava will make the rechava hukaf ladira. Right? One second. The migu the mahani the lechi lemasa. Since the lechi will help for the mavui, right, and make that carryable, it'll also help to make the rechava hukaf ladira. Mahani nami l'rechava. Hilkach tutule b'masa gufa shori. Right? Therefore, you're allowed to carry in the mavui. Tutule b'rechava gufa shori. You're allowed to carry in the rechava because now it's hukaf ladira. Mimasa l'rechava m'rechava l'masa pligi baravacha v'ravina. Chad osar v'chad shori. But from carrying from the mavui into the rechava, or from the rechava into the mavui, that's a machlokes between Ravach and Ravina. One holds his osur, one holds his mutter, and that's tomorrow's Almud. What's the machlokas? Let's see the Rashi. Okay. Shvil Shahum Hahi Rechava. Yosur mi Beis Hasayim Havi Velo Hukat Ladira. This Rechava originally was more than Beis Hasayim, and it wasn't Hukat Ladira. Pum Nara Shein Mako. Chad Gisa Pasuch Lamasa. The Mavui Shabi'ir Shikol the Rechava Zu. Right. One side of the Rechava opened into a Mavui that opened into the Rishus HaRabim on the other side. Shvil Shokramim, Diurim Hayuba. In this Shvil Shokramim, there were houses open to it. Otherwise, like the Gemara says later on, we want to be matrit like a Mavui with a Lechi. It's impossible if there weren't houses open to it. Hechi Navid, Lamashrin Lekulu, Shai Rechava Zu Karmelisi. How are we going to be matrit this whole Rechava? The Rechava now is a Karmelis because it's more than Beis Hasai, and that's not Hukaf Ladira. It's also to carry, except within four Amos inside the Rechava. Voseris kolamavui, mele rashes the mavui too. Because the mavui is opened, what's it called, without any things going in, it's porus lemilu'o to rechava, which is asr. So the mavui is asr to carry in, because it's porus lemilu'o. And even though the, what's it called, the rechava, and the, if you look from the outside of the mavui, right, there's a pesach over here. And the walls of the rechava should be considered like a lechi for the mavui. Why is the mavui yosher? It's not. It's parts lemiluo to the rechava, but that's only if you look from the mavui into the rechava. But if you look from the Rechava into the Mavoi, you have walls on both sides. Let the walls be considered a lechi. So there's two possibilities. One is, since the wall is more than 4 amas, it's not considered a lechi. Lechi is not more than 4 amas. Secondly, since the lechi over here, these walls won't help for to be mata the Rechava, because it's more than Beis Hasayim, it's not Hukav Ladira, then a lechi that is Nirem Bibachutz, the Shavu Mifnim, which is this case, when you look in from the Rechava, doesn't help if it's not mata the thing itself. Right? It can't be mata the Mavui if these Mechitzas won't help for the Rechava. They're not matter they themselves are not matter what's on the outside. Of course, you can't be matter what's on the inside that you can't see. And only time that Nirem Lachutz and Shom Vifnim helps if it could be matter if there's an outside to be matter. If there's no outside and the outside isn't mutter with that, that can't form a mechitza for the outside because it's more than Beis Hasayim, then it can't help for the inside also. But the first answer is also there's more than 4 amas of wall on both sides of the. Of the Mavui from the outside, and 4 amas can't be a lechi.
Okay.
What?
It helps by Mavui in the
force. You need a lechi on one side and a Tzuris HaPesach on the other side.
Right, but there's no Tzuris
HaPesach. There would be, there was a Tzuris HaPesach on the other side. There's no lechi on this side. Okay. There's a shvil sheesh lo sholish mechitzos, to haguda denara mechitza ma'al yisahi. The shvil has 3 mechitzas, 2 on the side, and the back is the nahar, which is considered a mechitza. Shigova Sora. Aval Harechava Osrasam, but the Rechava, it's in the middle, answers both of them. The Fisha Prutzim Hain the Miluam, the Carmelis. Both of them are opened totally into a Carmelis. The Hodamrim Perakamim, Hoyamovi Kolala Rechava, Ain't Sorech Klum, right? The Mukhef is Ladira. That's where the Rechava was Mukhef Ladira. And you could carry in the Rechava, so it doesn't answer the model. The Hoyu Badiri, Ka'omar, Kinamakli Kosim, Bain Irvil, a low Irvil. Aval Rechava Carmelis, Osim. If the Mavi opens the Miluo into a Carmelis, that's awesome. And a Rechava, which is not Hukaf Ladira, it's more than Beis Hasayim, is a Carmelis. Vayishmaista Bikum, Ikan Bikum, Ikake. Hechina, Vidlahataris Kulam. So you wrote to me Achshav Lishtamish Bohem. How do you remaster all of them? The main way is by making the Rechava Hukaf Ladira. So how do you do that? So you could do it by knocking down the Mechitz and putting it up, but that wasn't an option. You couldn't knock down this Mechitz and put it back up. The liosum kevis dira, the shuv lo tahavi karmelis, the tehehi bekula muteris, the amrina la'el, hukafel of the soap pasach lo mahavi. Opening the house into it is not going to help, because it had to be hukaf after the house was opened up, not before. The gedr shalavonim haisa, rechavazu, it was a stone wall, mukefis, the koshalam lifros pirtsa yosur meyesa, they couldn't knock it down and put it back up. The ligadra, the dira, daiti lishtam shubab bene mobli. Ushvil mehashta lahavi kapesach, ulav a sof hukav kiddushmuel. So the shaila was, they couldn't knock the mechitza down, and they couldn't open a house into it because the gedr was already up, the wall was already up. So what could they do to be matter this rechava and memele matter the mavui and the shvil shol krom? Navidli mechitza shol konim aguda denara kolomer lahavi shvil kamosiv ala rechava. Let the shvil be considered a hosofa to the Rechava, and put up a mechitz at the end of the shvil. So now the Rechava will extend to the shvil. It'll be a look like a T. The Rechava will be a T. It'll be more than Beis Hasayim, but Lamaisa it'll be Hukaf Ladira, because the end of the Mavui, the end of the Rechava, which is now the end of the shvil, was open. Now you're closing it L'shem Dira. Tenahavi Rechava shvil chad. That can't be. Since the river was 10 tvachim deep, so the bank is 10 tvachim, what's it called, wall, at least. Anything you add to that mechitza is not a new mechitza. It's just making the original mechitza a little bit higher. Shaharim hoya magbia kol mechitza sarachava ledira lo mahani at sheyifrutz ba pirtza hosar tovi azav yigdal ledira. You could have, even if there was a wall there, you couldn't just add height to the wall and that's called hukaf ledira. You'd have to knock down the wall and rebuild it. And that you're not doing. You're just building a mechitza on top of the mechitza that already exists, which is the bank of the river. Mar says, "La'evad le'churis ha'pesach apum de shvil shokramim. Okay, so make a tzuras haPesach at the juncture between the rechava and the shvil. Okay, the pasuach lerechava, the migul the mahani lishvil shelo yeparitz lerechava. What will that help? The tzuras haPesach will help that now the shvil won't be paritz to the rechava. So the shvil will be mutter. It's not paritz to a makom that's aser la. It's not paritz. It says there's a tzuras haPesach between. Shafilu haya pasuach l'shusarabim mo'elo lahani nami l'rechava li'os lo totsefes zehekev l'dira. And because for the shvil, even if the shvil was open to shusarabim, a tzuras haPesach would help. Surely if it's only open to a carmelist, so the tzuras haPesach will be matir the shvil. And migo that it's matir the shvil, it's considered huk makif l'dira of the rechava. What? Yeah, yes, that's what we say. The shvil over here has a din of a mavui because there are houses open into it. Yeah, there's houses there. See the shvil? There's houses open into the shvil. Chatzeros of those houses open to the shvil. So shvil, we had a din of a mavui. So Mara says, you can't put a tzuras haPesach. Asu gamli, haboyim lishtos min ho'ir, derech mavui l'rechava, u'misham l'shvil l'nar. The camels used to come to drink from the river. They'll knock down the tzuras haPesach. It's too low for the camels. And they'll knock it down. Shadin lei, show you Pesach haShvil tsar lohem v'yachshavu docha. Right, the Pesach of the Shvil anyway is narrow. I don't know, Rashi doesn't say he's knocking down the top, but he can knock down the sides too, because you need two sides. They're going to knock down the whole Tzuras haPesach. Lechi hanotz ba'aretz va'av yumashu ve'en gemalim nogim bo. So okay, so don't put up a Tzuras haPesach, put up a lechi. Okay. The migu de mahani l'shvil etaltubo to lo havi hash to parutz l'karmelis. It's not parutz b'miluo. There's a lechi that closes it off a little bit. That's good enough. That it shouldn't be considered parutz l'miluo. So now the shvil on one side has a mechitza, right? It's like a mavli. One side is the river, which is closed off completely. Two sides are closed, and the third side has a lechi. It's a regular mavli, and the camels won't knock down the lechi. To migu the mahani l'shvil etaltubo to lo havi hash to parutz l'karmelis. Mahani nomer the rechava li'os lo hekif l'dira. So that lechi will help now to make the rechava, what's it called, the hukaf l'dira. Migu, that it helps for the shvil, it helps for the rechava too. That tiren l'taltubo. V'lav migu lo mishtaria. Without a migu, just putting up a lechi won't make the rechava hukaf l'dira. Why? Do ha pesach shebein rechava l'shvil lo hayos m'yeser. Because this opening wasn't more than 10 amas. The Cholkama desasim leladira laf klumi. Since it wasn't more than 10 amas, it was always a pesa. And no matter how much more you close it up, it's not like building a mechitza. You'd have to knock down 10 amas and then build it up. But if it's less than 10 amas, putting up a mechitza there is not good. The Chol Pesach stima ma'al yisahi. The sasim v'omehu. The pesa is considered like it's closed. But now that you're putting up a lechi that will help to be matir the shvil, migu, that it helps for that, helps for this too. That's a special din of migu, gives it special powers. The shvil shall krum the amas, the rabbi says you can't do that. Because then people will think, even though this shvil shall krum is special, because it has the criteria of a mavui, but a regular shvil shall krum is not a mavui. And putting up a lechi on one side will not be matter. You need a mechitza there. The lo solik legudinara, a shvil that doesn't end in the river. Okay, so it's not closed on the other side. Just stam a shvil open on both sides. A lechi on one side won't help. The havi lekemavi mafulish. The yom rushein tzorach tikkun al barosho echad kihai. The people say you only need a tikkun on one side. You only need a lechi. They won't realize that the river forms a mechitz on the other side. Mar says the migud of hayin lamasa. So then no, put the lechi on the other side, on the side of the mavui. And a regular mavui, right, is always mutter with a lechi. On one side, and sort of, you know that a mavui needs to have three sides closed or whatever. A shvil, you may think, is different. But a mavui is a different story. Real, bona fide mavui. The migu the mahani lamasa, the taltu the mavui, kiramirim perakama, sratra mikan, ubiko mikan, you have rishus harabim on one side and a karmelis on the other side. So what do? Also, tzuras haPesach mikan, you make a tzuras haPesach for the rishus harabim, and lechi mikan, o korah mikan. On one side you put a lechi, or a korah, and one side you put a tzuras haPesach. So it's mefulish on one side to a karmelis, one side to rishus harabim. So you don't need glossos here because it's only on one side open to rishus harabim. All you need is a tzuras haPesach on one side and a lechi or a korah on the other side. V'hachanami lev de barosh hamavi apasul tzuras harabim tzuras haPesach. Make a Surah of Pesach on the side of the Mavui that's open to Rishus HaRabim. That's picture 146. You see that red Surah of Pesach between the Mavui and the Rishus HaRabim. The high lechi, the Tzal HaRechava Shoyle. And this lechi between the Mavui and the Rechava, that'll be Matir the Mavui, as all the Mavuos that are Mefulash. And since it helps for the Mavui, that lechi, it'll help to be considered a Mechitza that made this hook of the Dira. Even though the Pesach is less than 10 Amos, you didn't close off a new 10 Amos, but you put up a Mechitza that's a bona fide Mechitza, that has a din of Mechitza to the Mavui, it has a din of Mechitza to the Rechava, and it's called Hukah Fadir. Tiltuli b'masa gufa shari. So now you're allowed to carry in the Mavui, the Hasharin and love the high Lechi, because the Lechi and the Tzuras HaPesach are not to the Mavui. And it's not Pasuach, it's not Parutz b'miluol anymore to a place you can't carry, because not parts of the milua. Okay? Not only that, but the lechi made the rechava hukah fadira, so it's not also to carry there. Vafilu hiva rechava surim zemze, shneya mishtam shim le'atzman. And even if the mavui and the rechava are also to carry from one to the other, which we'll see the svara tomorrow, right? Kishtei chatseros u pesach beinehem, it becomes like two chatseros with a pesach, that if they didn't make an eruv between them, each one can carry individually in their own chatzer, since they're considered two separate chatzeros, because they have a Pesach between them. V'chein b'rechava gufa, same thing. The rechava by itself is mutter, the mavui by itself is mutter, and whether they're mutter, from the mavui to the rechava, and from the rechava to the mavui, that's a machlokas.